Welcome, everybody, to the final episode of Comics in Black and White. I've made the decision to cease doing Comics in Black and White, and instead to focus on doing Paul and Michael Occasionally Save the World. With my guest this week, Michael Sparkman, how are you doing?
I am good. I'm good.
So you got started participating with Nerdy Legion Podcast because I got you to do some editing for me when I started doing Comics in Black and White, because I had no clue how to do anything and needed somebody to help me with it. So you got kind of started doing that, then you started doing your own podcast with your cousins. Why don't you just tell us real quick about that in case anybody hasn't listened to your podcast?
That podcast is hard to describe because it's basically, like you said, my two cousins. Originally, it's going to be two of us. My cousin Dave and I, we call it 2BT, the name we stole from Jay Loving, two bald Texans, two broke Texans. It stands for anything you want to use. Doesn't make much sense, but we stuck with it. And we talk about everything we're interested in, things that we love. Not much stuff that we hate on that show. Mostly it's just about we focus on things that we love. And of course, if you've ever listened, or if you haven't listened, be prepared for a lot of Star Wars talk, because both of them are really big Star Wars fans. Dave is so big that he has an entire leg covered in Star Wars tattoos, and he's got a whole room of his house devoted to it. And we just get together usually about once a week and just hang out and talk about stuff that we're enjoying, books, sometimes comics, games, everything, movies. So yeah, that's we have a good time.
Just one leg covered. Is that really a big fan?
He you know, that's expensive. He's working his way up to full body tattoos.
All right, I'll give him some time. We'll check in how he's doing in a year. But yeah, so you started doing that podcast after you said that you did not want to do a podcast. But that's a little different, obviously. You guys were able to do it in person, and your cousin had familiarity with doing podcasts in the past, so good way to get started. And we started doing Paul and Michael Occasionally Save the World kind of as just an extension of that. You and I talked offline, or well, I guess online, but in private messages quite often. And it just kind of came up as a possibility, and I didn't really have a podcast made anymore when Martin and I killed the Valiant Central podcast, because the enthusiasm for Valiant Comics has waned a bit as many changes have taken place. So I was looking for somebody else, and it's hard for us to find a lot of time to do it, so our podcast has been coming out a little slow to get started. But that's part of the reason why I thought about... I started doing this again right before we got going with doing that. And I started doing this because I finally figured out how to do a lot of the technical stuff, how to get signed in, how to post podcasts. And my cousin, Mike Labby, who does the wrestling podcast of 1,000 Holds, he also does What Did You Watch This Week on the Nerdy Legion Networks, both of those. He was telling me that when he would record with his co-host on that podcast, John, they would just record right on his phone, just using the voice recorder app. So I just thought, well, I could do that. I can learn how to edit, you know, and now I know how to post stuff, so it all seems pretty simple. So I got started doing this podcast, and I had a lot of kind of aspirations of things that I could do, but ultimately, as time went on, it got hard to just consistently record by myself once a week and talk about stuff, because I don't even read I'll have a week where I don't even read comics. I'll have a week where I don't get to read comics, I don't get to watch, I don't have anything to talk about, because I literally don't get to do anything. At least nothing that would be interesting to anybody else. It's just, you know, there are weeks where life is busy, family takes priority, and if I do anything, it's something that is not very interesting to talk about, like, you know, grinding through some stuff on Madden Ultimate Team. Nobody wants to hear about that. Except Garrett. Thank you, Garrett. I don't know if Garrett actually gets around to listening to this, but he's become my football buddy between fantasy football and Madden Ultimate Team. I got him playing that, and he's doing pretty good. But yeah, so I got started doing this. I had all kinds of aspirations, and I've done some of those things a little bit. But it's been hard to really find a rhythm with everything. So I thought, well, instead of feeling spread thin on this podcast and us feeling like it can be difficult at times with our other podcast, it makes more sense just to kind of merge the Endeavor into one thing. And I still have things that I can do. Like, I've been getting Marvel recommendations from Rob, and then I could do a podcast that's centered around something. I've been getting recommendations from Ed. They were my two patrons, so they were both kicking in things they wanted to hear me talk about. And I did a Mouse Guard episode because he wanted to hear me talk about that. He's a big Mouse Guard fan. And the last one he actually recommended to me was BPRD. So I actually want to do an episode where I talk about kind of the overarching layout of the Hellboy universe and how to go about reading different things in that. But there's no reason to split that into two different podcasts. I could do that as supplemental episodes for us on our podcast and fill in the weeks where we don't have an episode rather than try to fill in the weeks on two different podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense. I mean, early on, we started a 2BT in the fall, winter time. And for me, that's a lot. I have a lot more time on my hands. So I would do something like that. I'd just do an episode about some stuff I've been reading, or you sent me some books and I did a episode on some of the books you sent. And, yeah, I think it's a good idea. I mean, it's kind of, because it's occasionally saving the world. And so it doesn't mean I'm always there.
Yeah, and it works out. I mean, the way we've been recording up to this point, which we're actually, as soon as we get done with this, we're going to finish recording an episode of Occasionally Saves the World. We've been recording in sessions, then compiling it all into one big monthly podcast. And with me combining some of my other ideas in with it, we may even approach it differently. We may release a little bit more often, but then I can fill in the weeks where we don't have an episode together. It's something like that. I mean, we'll play with that and figure out what'll work best. But
yeah,
that's one of the reasons that I decided to make this change. The other reason is it's been difficult doing this. Like, you've recorded solo sometimes. It's not very easy to do. It's difficult, especially if you don't really have mapped out what you want to talk about. And like for me, it's difficult because I talk even faster when I'm recording by myself, and I spit my thoughts out too quick, and I forget a lot of details, and I don't always have the time to really, like, I do better if I can kind of map out a game plan of what I'm going to talk about, but I just rattle through things so quickly. When you're talking with somebody, they slow you down some. They ask some questions that get you to dig in deeper, makes it a lot easier. But so, like, I find it difficult, like, My hat is off to anybody who regularly does a solo podcast, because that is not easy work. So it was difficult. I learned a lot by doing it, but it was difficult. And on top of that, you add in just the challenges of life, and it was difficult. And I was, you know, really putting myself out there, and, you know, I like feeling vulnerable and uncomfortable with what I was doing. But, you know, hey, if people were listening, and you know, I had a few people send me messages saying that they liked it, or, you know, giving me some back and forth. You know, you were one, of course, Rob and Ed, Kathan, and another friend of mine through the Valiant universe that's expanded into, we're both Ninja Turtle fans. He got me into Usagi Yojimbo. He got me reading some, like, Scrooge McDuck books. And we've become real good friends over a lot of different shared interests. But he gave me some, you know, some good feedback on it. It's good hearing that stuff. I think Ed was the one that told me this actually came from, and I apologize that I don't remember where he drew this from, because it was from another podcast. But he told me that the currency of the podcaster is feedback. So, something, it was quotes, something to that extent. That's very true. Like, when you're doing a podcast, how do you know if you're doing any good or not if people don't occasionally, like, just getting that little, like, hey, I enjoyed it every once in a while means a lot. So I got some of that, and I appreciate everybody that did that. But what made it hard is I had certain people who were also just being negative and complaining about what I chose to talk about and complaining about how long I released an episode or, you know, just even complaining about my enthusiasm for it. So that, just with everything else, you know, it was difficult. Life is difficult. And then having somebody that didn't need to just throw that negativity in there, they took the joy out of it. So honestly, like, that is what ultimately made me decide to kill this podcast. Is, you know, I can do it a different way, but I was also, Sparky, I was this close. If it wasn't for you and me knowing that you like talking with me, basically, I was about to just hang it up with podcasting. Because why try if I'm just going to get shit from somebody, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed Comics in Black, and like that Mouse Guard episode. That's something that has been on my radar for quite a while. And now after listening to that episode that you did on it, it's in my queue on Comixology Unlimited. So yeah, you did a lot of good on it, and you know, we'll just keep it rolling. We'll just basically merge it into our feed over on the Nerdy Legion, and yeah, anytime you got something, I might drop something in every once in a while too that might not necessarily fit with 2BT, they might not be interested in. We can just kind of add a little bit more content there.
Exactly. Yeah, the things like, you know, the Mouse Guard episode, or you know, like I said, I'm enthusiastic about doing the Hellboy universe one, and just I don't want to talk about the details of everything. I want to kind of give a layout of how to go about reading it because it could be daunting.
Yeah.
But talking with Ed, like he was saying that he found a guide online, and I remember going through that myself, searching, trying to find a way to go about reading it. Yeah, those kind of episodes that, for me doing those solo, it's a lot easier because I know what I'm talking about. Even the Mouse Guard one, man, I had a hard time finding more information, so I felt like I was pretty content light on that. But, you know, you liked it, Ed liked it. I mean, Ed liking it is really what said the most to me because he knows more than I do about Mouse Guard for sure.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, so those kind of episodes are easier for me to do solo because I have content that I know I'm going to talk about, and especially when it's something that I also have, you know, it's one of those topics that I'm enthusiastic about, like the Hellboy universe, or one of the things that we're going to talk about on the episode that we're going to record for Saves the Worlds. I'm going to talk about the Black Hammer universe, you know, so yeah. Those kind of things will be easier for me to talk about. It makes no difference if they're in the Comics Black and White feed. Or in our feed. So we're just going to make it one feed. And that's that.
Make it one feed. And you might say something on one of your solo bonus episodes that I might want to bring up in response when we get together. Or I might even have such a controversial, direct opposite opinion of you that I might respond. And we can just have a little war going back and forth. It's not likely, but it's possible. It's possible.
We're going to have to fabricate some wars. You know, controversy sells. So,
well, we tried on Star Wars and it didn't. It kind of fizzled.
Yeah, I'm not passionate enough about disliking Star Wars. I don't really dislike it. I just am meh. You know.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. That's all good.
I think my son will eventually get more into it, and that's when I'll be able to get more into it. But it's honestly the thing right now where you know, we talk about time limits that I have so little time. I don't want to dedicate a couple of hours to watching a movie that isn't a lot more enticing to me than I've seen them. You know, I played the newest one and fell asleep during it. It was a really nice sleep, right. But
yeah.
I've at least been in the vicinity.
Sometimes they're the best shows, the ones that can let you sleep. They just relax you so much, yeah.
Hey, that ain't no joke. I have fallen asleep many, many times watching wrestling I specifically wanted to watch on the WWE Network. And it just soothed me to sleep because I think the great thing about that is it gets my focus, but it completely just, like, puts my mind at ease. Like, it allows everything else to just be put aside.
All the stuff, like day-to-day stuff kind of just melts away when you're like get absorbed something you just really enjoy or that's so boring like Last Jedi that it just knocks you out. It works both ways.
Like a baseball game that could totally be both. Like listen to the Dodgers in the playoffs is like, yeah, my team's in the playoffs, but it's listening to baseball.
Yeah.
Ah, good sleep there. But anyway, so everybody should check out the Twitter for our podcast, which is @occasionallystw. Go to nerdylegion.com. I believe it's nerdylegion.com/occasionallystw. I may be wrong about that, but if you go to nerdylegion.com, you can find a drop-down menu to find the podcast that way. Obviously, if you're subscribed to the Nerdy Legion feed, you'll get that podcast in your feed as well. Honestly, if you're already listening to this podcast, you've probably listened to that podcast because I don't think the download numbers of this are significantly greater than the download numbers for that. So check it out. Check out the 2BT podcast with Sparky and his cousins. That is actually one of the front runners in the Nerdy Legion Network for listeners. So good job there by all you guys.
Oh, everybody just kind of jockeys and shifts around in position on that. And you can talk about people that solo podcast. That madman, your former co-host on VCP, Martin Ferretti, doing his almost some weeks he does five episodes of Comic Talk Today. That blows my mind.
Yep.
Because I could not fathom up, gather up the energy at all to do that on a daily basis. So kudos to him.
Like, not just the fact that he does that many episodes, but he's really doing an impressive job with that podcast. So definitely,
yeah.
Hats off to Martin, not only for what you're doing there on your solo podcast, let alone the fact that you're on other podcasts in the network, but the fact that you're the one that set up the whole structure for this network and made this so easy for us to all do. It's been a pleasure doing VCP with you, and hopefully we'll get some surprise episodes out of VCP in the future. That is definitely still a possibility. But yeah, so that's it. That's it for Comics in Black and White. You'll go check out Paul Michael Occasionally Save the World to basically get the same content you would get here, except more often you'll hear me talk with other people. And I got to say, my two favorite episodes I did doing this was the one that I did with Rob, where we talked about X-Men, and we went a long time on that one, too. I think we went 2 hours about. And the one that I did with Jack, where we talked about Marvel Comics for a while, and then we talked about LeBron going to the Lakers for a while. I talked about kind of basketball as a whole for a while. It just goes to show it's a lot more enjoyable to record with somebody else than it is to record by yourself.
Yeah, you need to get both of those back, guys. We need more Jack and Rob on online. I need more of them in my ears on a weekly basis, so maybe you can get them back for some of the bonus episodes.
Yeah, Jack and I talked about potentially starting another podcast, but I don't think that's probably the most feasible thing for me, especially considering as we talked about it like a month ago, and we literally haven't talked about it since.
Yeah.
But that's a perfect example where I could have him jump on with me and do something, and it could be part of our feed, because our feed is a very, very open feed that is just us exploring the things that are interesting to us and sharing it with others. And you know, for anybody who hasn't listened to Occasionally Save the World, the reason we called it that is we found that talking to each other about our interests, like we both have a similar approach and mindset to stuff where we're open to trying new things. We also know that we have similar enough taste that if we recommend something, there's kind of two ways people recommend stuff. You either recommend something because you like it so much and you're not really thinking about if the other person likes it, which is still okay. It's your enthusiasm. Or you recommend stuff because you understand the other person enough that you think they will like it. And you and I think, have our, you know, we're connected enough that way that we're good at recommending stuff to each other. We're open to trying new things, and we've discovered a lot. You know, but doing that and being open and finding new things and, you know, talking in that way with people, like, we've been able to support each other a lot. Just kind of, you know, everybody has those tough times in life, and it's very nice to have somebody to talk to, like, one, to be able to vent some, but also to really get your mind off of it, you know? You talk in a group of people and it's easy, like, you just need to talk and, like, get your mind off of whatever's bugging you. It's easy to get in a group, but they're so focused on one thing, you just get lost in the shuffle and that's not really what you need. So it's good to have those one-on-one conversations and, you know, have that person you can talk to and go off in your own wild blue yonder. Which also, that describes the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nick and Martin quite well, too. They do their own thing there and have a ball and people love listening to it.
Yeah, you never know. Literally, it could be literally anything they bring up. Yeah. My favorite episodes with them is when they talk about cooking stuff. Yeah. Either they'll throw recipes back and forth, and for some reason that's entertaining to me. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Brings peace to the mind. So that's it. We will wrap this up. This is the last episode of Comics in Black and White. I did announce on the Mouse Guard episode that I'd be giving away two free comic book day editions that were given to me. I've only had two people retweet that episode. I'm going to open it up to a little bit more. Anybody that follows at Occasionally STW in the next couple of weeks, so we'll just say until August 15th, middle of August, any followers that we get over there will be entered to win as well. So that way, you know, let's keep it going a little bit more, because Yeah. We'll see what happens with that. Only got two retweets. We'll see if we get some more followers over there, some more people checking out that podcast, and then we'll announce the winner over on Occasionally Save the World. That'll be that. That's it for this, and check out Occasionally Save the World, because we're going to hang up this call and call back and start recording that.
Right on.